Hallelujah. If you have your Bibles, would you turn to, I think, just a great scripture in Matthew chapter 11. And I'd like to read verses 28 through 30. These are three of my favorite verses. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Matthew 11:28. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. I mean, that's a message in itself. So many people today are in that category. They're not at rest. He wants to give us rest. But here's what we have to do. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your souls. This is the way it should be, verse 30. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. I thank God for the scripture. I think it really fits into the hour in which we live. When's the last time that you said to somebody, how are you doing today? And they told you, oh, my yoke is easy, my burden is light. I remember a lesson I learned in my youth. I remember my mom saying to me more than once, Bob, you're hurting yourself. Or, Bob, you're your own worst enemy. She's trying to teach me. God gives counsel. The Bible says that he gives secret wisdom. In, I'm thinking of Psalm 25, verse 14. He gives secret wisdom to those that fear him. And I think this is a very important biblical text, Matthew 11:28. I'm speaking to myself as well as to the congregation. I think many times that we hurt ourselves. And what's God trying to tell us in this? How do we keep from doing that? I think we've all experienced times that are described in that scripture. We labor and are heavy laden. We're overburdened. What about that statement that, you know, God doesn't want it that way? He tells us that our yoke really is easy and our burden should be light. When I think of, what does he mean when he says my yoke is easy? I think it's talking about life's entire challenge. Our family, our jobs, church, government, etc. Hallelujah. But sometimes our yoke is such that the weight we're carrying, we can't run with patience the race that is set before us. Because we're weighted down. How do we enter into the victory that Jesus is talking about here? When I think of my own life, some days when I get up, I have to think about, my responsibility as a pastor, what I have for that day. I want to have some prayer, some Bible study, any family issues that I have. If I can just focus on that area, I can come to the end of the day and say it's been a good day. My yoke is easy, my burden is light. You know where the problem comes in? It's when I start thinking about issues of tomorrow. And I start carrying weights that I shouldn't have to be carrying today. Jesus spoke in Matthew chapter 6, verse 34, sufficient unto today are the problems thereof, or the weights thereof. When I get myself in problem, I start thinking too much about tomorrow, something that I can't solve today. And I can't run a race. I labor and I become heavy laden. And all Satan has to do is get us thinking about tomorrow when Jesus just wants us to think about today. When those things, when I'm sharp enough to really walk with the Lord and have the victory, when those thoughts come about tomorrow or some situation where I don't feel somebody likes me or whatever, I throw it right away in the category of 1 Peter 5:7. I'm not going to go into that. Casting all your care on Him, for He careth for you. When I focus on what God has me for today, and when other things come up, all kinds of issues, I can't solve them today. I put them in the 1 Peter 5:7 column. And when I come to the end of that day, I can say, yeah, your yoke is easy. Your burden is light. But you know as well as I do that there are a lot of people that's sitting in churches today that's not true. They're laboring, they're heavy laden. And it's basically because they're not just focusing on the things for today. That's enough, Jesus says. Put those other things in the 1 Peter 5:7 column. If you don't do that, you're not going to say, my yoke is easy, my burden is light. It's been a long time since I had somebody tell me, Pastor Bob, my yoke is easy and my burden's light. We can't run with patience, Hebrews 12:1, if I'm weighted down with all things about tomorrow. This is so true in life. An illustration comes to my mind. I love sports. I've learned a lot from sports. I had a friend that's going on to be with the Lord now that every time he and I would get together on the golf course, it was just competition. We're both about equal. And we'd do everything we could to psych the other person out just to win. It was fun. And I remember being in Colorado Springs, and I think there's one of the brothers that was with us that day that's here today. This brother was, we'd played 18 holes down there. We'd come down to the last three holes, and I was two behind. So I knew I needed to do something. Well, this brother was a missionary, and between the green and that 16th hole driving tee box, I said to him something about, you know that church over in South Africa? You got two guys there. And is that chemistry right or something? I just raised questions in his mind. He floated off. He lost the next three holes. You know what? The devil does that to you and to me. And I've had to learn. I don't always do it. But I'm learning that when he comes with that, if it doesn't really focus on today, I have a problem, but it's in tomorrow. I put it in 1 Peter 5:7, casting all your care on him, for he careth for you. You know, the Bible warns us that Satan's going to fire darts into our mind. We have to have the shield of faith up. I remember in all my trips to Israel and just going through open doors and praying for some difficult situations, I usually had Alicia with me. Most of you know Alicia. We're a team. We think the same. I've had Alicia stop me at times and say, Pastor Bob, you're thinking too much. See, I wasn't focused totally on just what God wanted to do right then. I'm thinking about tomorrow and the next day. Things of tomorrow take care of themselves if we walk with God today. But just think, just in my 50 years of pastoral experience, I know how Satan works. He'll just throw stuff on you about tomorrow that you can't take care of, and I can tell by your countenance. You don't really have the kind of victory that's spoken of here. You're not telling me, hey, it's easy. My yoke is easy. My burden's light. Satan is skillful in weakening us, vexing us, tormenting us. All he has to do is suggest something that I can't take care of, switch my mind over in that thinking, and it messes my day up. And I'm talking to a lot of people who face the same thing that I face. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. I'll give you rest, but here's what you have to do. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart. You shall find rest unto your souls. If I humble myself in the morning and realize I've got this family situation, I've got the church situation, I want to do some study and praying, and just stay in that area, at the end of the day, I can say, yeah, his yoke was easy, his burden was light. Everything else goes in the 1 Peter 5:7 column. I know it's difficult for many people to do that. We have to be corrected. That illustration that I gave you from sports, I've seen that happen so many times. Satan will do anything he can to mess us up from just focusing on the yoke that we have for today. That's enough. But it's hard to do. You have to have some Elishas around you sometimes say, Pastor Bob, you're thinking too much. He doesn't say thinking, he says thinking. The Lord switched messages on me today. He wanted me to bring this. It's not the one I had prepared for. Doesn't happen to me too often. You all face things on the future. But let tomorrow take care of itself. Sufficient unto day is the yoke thereof. Let's enter in. I appreciate Tim being here. He's a great friend. Tremendous music being with us. We need to focus on worshiping God and praising God. We're honoring the Sabbath when we go home. Not working out the things of tomorrow. That'll come soon enough. Am I telling you the truth? Yeah. You begin to think way ahead. You get ahead of God. You begin to labor. And you're heavy laden. Ask two or three people this week, how you doing? How are things really going? And then come back and tell me if anybody says, my yoke is easy. My burden is light. That's what Jesus wants. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Do you relate to 1 Peter 5:7? Casting all your care on him, he careth for you. The instant Satan, when I'm really sharp and walking with the Lord and following the Holy Spirit, just trying to be meek and lowly, I don't have the capacity to handle everything that could come into my mind. The things for today are enough. When he comes to bring, he shoots those darts that are mine. If you don't have the shield of faith up, he'll have you thinking about tomorrow and the next tomorrow and the next tomorrow. Something that it can't be taken care of today. Could be a family situation, a financial situation, a personal situation. I've worried about such foolish things that's messed my day up, and I know you have too. For some reason, this is the message that the Lord wanted. I was with Alvin, and he's downstairs now, but we get together when we can, and he's always desirous to learn. It's been a great privilege to get to mentor him. He was going to come to my house and meet me. Well, we've got this great granddaughter there now, and I said, man, if you come to the house, she's going to be bugging me all the time. It's not going to be a good place to study, so meet me at such and such a restaurant. So we meet, and I had a certain particular area of scripture that I felt God wanted me to introduce to him and share with him. And then when we ended, it was almost like the Lord said, 1 Peter 5:7. So I talked to Alvin about it. You're going into a fight not too far in the future. Are you rushing ahead of yourself and every day, or just leaving 1 Peter 5:7 column, just preparing, living one day at a time? And he says, that's a big battle for me. It's so true for people. Begin to minister in that area. And I said, well, we better get going. I looked at my watch, and we'd been in that booth for 2 hours. Seemed like it was 15 minutes. It was just the things of God. So when I left the house this morning, I had studied all week on a particular message I wanted to bring. I even brought an illustration with me, but it's sitting inside the pulpit here. The Lord says, 1 Peter 5:7. There's got to be a need out there that many of you are facing. Are you doing what my mom told me? You're hurting yourself? Are you your own worst enemy? You can't solve the things of tomorrow. Sufficient unto day are the things that God wants us to accomplish. If we could get that across to people, you're going to have more people with a lighter spirit on them. You can't run the race, the Lord's told me, Pastor Bob, if you got all these weights of tomorrow on you. How are you going to run? You can't. I see that in so many lives. We have to trust that God cares for us. He loves us. And He'll be there for us tomorrow. But He tells us, He tried to tell the children of Israel, follow the pattern that Jacob, his name was changed to Israel. I showed him the way that walked with me, and he showed Jacob a ladder. The bottom of the earth, the top reached up to heaven. What about a ladder? God was trying to impress. On a ladder, you take one step. Try to take two, you go, ooh. You're going to get a spiritual Charlie horse. One step at a time. That's my message today, people. I think it's important. If there's anybody that needs prayer, let's pray for people. Come back me up, Tim. You're a great musician. Play some music. But come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. Where are you right now? Are you at complete peace that you're just concentrating on today? It's the Lord's day. We've got to continue to worship Him. Or are you all involved in tomorrow? And what need this week? Come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden. I'll give you rest. How many want rest? Take this yoke on you. George and Walt, come up and help me. And if anybody comes, I'm learning. I have times when I'm thinking about the problems that I'm going to have to face in the future, and it messes my day up. Follow the advice of Alicia. You're doing too much thinking. Can't we pray for one another? I'd like to see people free in this area. God wouldn't have me change this message if that wasn't important. You don't have to carry tomorrow's burdens. Today's sufficient. Let's stand. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I know that's what God wanted.